Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir and Mishnayis. Holy Maseches Bava Basra, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin. Hakosev Nechosev Lebanov. I'm sorry, Mishnah Vav. Let me flip back here. Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. HaOmer Zebini Neman. One who says, this person over here is my son, he is believed. Ze Achi, this is my brother, Eino Neman. He's not believed on that. We know till Imo Bechelko. We'll see what this means in the Rav, but essentially, let's say Reuven testifies that Shimon is indeed his brother, so Shimon will receive Yerusha out of Reuven's chelik. After all, Reuven says this guy is the brother. If there are other brothers around that didn't admit to it, they will not split their portion. So he takes with him, Shimon takes with Reuven in his portion. Mace, if the suffix, the one that is, we don't know if it's actually a brother, but Reuven says it is, if that person dies, Shimon dies, Yachsun Chasim Lukoman. Those properties will go back to where they started from. I mean, say Reuven, being that he says Shimon is his brother, so when Shimon dies, he will be the one to inherit him. If this questionable brother had properties from another source, his own inheritance, or he acquired properties and he himself died, Yushu Echav Imo. All these brothers were inherited with him. After all, he said that he is all of their brother. Someone who dies and it is found a will, da'itiki means a will, we'll see thereof, that is tied to his thigh. That doesn't mean anything. And you say, because he wrote it out in the shtar, we'll see, nothing happens until he gave that shtar away. But if he did the littlest action of having another person merit in that shtar, do an act of kinyan, so bain min hayorshim, whether that person that was mezakeit, that took a shliach action, a kinyan action in it, is amongst those that would inherit him or not, devarav kayamim. Then the words of the daitiki, the words of the will, are fulfilled. I mean, they'll have to put that into practice and give out money according to whatever is in the will. So it says the rabbi over here, zebini, person says zebini nemar, miyorsho v'liftaros ishto minivim. Yeah, that is believed that now we have, in this case, Reuven is a father saying that Shimon is his son. So it will be believed that fact. And now Shimon will inherit properly. And also that's his son. So his wife, meaning Reuven's wife, the father, will never have to do Yibum. Yibum is only halacha when a couple dies without children. We believe then that this is indeed their child to navigate away from that. But Ze'achi Eino Neman. This is my brother and he's not believed. The Harisho Im Echav. To make him inherit with the rest of the brothers. Shaharei, Enon Makirin, so the rest of the brothers don't recognize him. They say, we don't know who this person is, and we're not giving him a portion in our inheritance. But if, but this one that says that is my brother over there, Benoto Imo Lechalko, could go in the cases, Imhem Shnei Achim, Levada HaSafik. Say there are two brothers, Reuven, we'll set it up a little differently. We said there's Reuven and Shimon, and then there's a Safik, call him Levi. Beishlehem Lechalik Shalosh Sodom. So now their father has all died, and they're going to divide up three fields. Each certain brother takes a field and a half. And the one that testified that the suffix is indeed our brother, he has to give to that suffix, to the questionable brother, he has to give him half a field. Right? And the other one is not going to give it anything at all. Because that one will say, bring proof that you're a brother and you'll take. But if not, I don't know who you are. Next case in which it was Mace HaSafik, the questionable brother dies. Yachzru, Osan and Chasim, Shinasan Le'echav. Those properties that the brother gave, right, the brother who testified for him, gave to him half a field, those properties will go back, Lim Koman, to their place. Kolomar, the Rav says that means, Lemi Shinasan Lo, to the one who gave him those properties. Avol Shar Achim, En Yorash Inu. But the rest of the brothers won't inherit. And really, this is in line with what we said before, because inasmuch as Reuven says that Levi over here is his brother, then he will also be the one to inherit him. Naflulo, if it fell to him, Lesufik, to the questionable brother, it fell to him, Nechasim Makam Acher, properties from another source. Bechayev, during his lifetime. Oh, Kana Nechasim Acher Meis, or he himself bought property, and now he has died. Yirshu Echav, all the other brothers will inherit him. Why? Shalzeh, Shehayimeid, Shu Echav, right? All the other brothers of the one that testified that this one is indeed a brother, they all inherit. Imo, with him. Because this questionable brother himself, he was the one saying that he is their brother. Now that he died, they can all go according to what he had said and inherit him. However, these words are only the other brothers did not fully deny the fact and say we are certain he is not our brother. Ella taught him she'enam makir moso. They just claim that we don't recognize him. Avim kafir bo she'enu achem. If they said he is certainly not our brother, they denied it. Lo yirshenu elazeh shehed lo bilvat. The only one that will inherit that case, in that case, is the one that said, no, he is indeed our brother. The rest of them have denied the fact they cannot inherit him now. If we found a daitiki, right? A daitiki is a will. That's what Rav says right now. Daitiki is tzavas shchiv meira, the will of a person that is going to die. The lashon daitiki, this word daitiki is a combination word. It means da tehe lamekam ulamehave. This will be established and will be, and to be. So if they found a daitiki, kushur lo be yirecho, tied onto his thigh. You can't say someone else, you can't posit that someone else wrote the form, the document, and gave it to him. Afilo achi, even with that fact, harizu ain't a klum. Doesn't mean anything. Shahare lo gomai laknosa elabakabal sashtar. Clearly, his intention was he would not fulfill the kinyan, the carrying out of what is written there. Only, he would only allow that to happen with someone accepting this document. There's no way to give a document after one has died. That is a general rule. So even though he has this thing and it's a situation where we know that he clearly wrote it, there's nothing doing. And as the Mishnah ended, if however he was mezakeh to another person, meaning he had someone else do an act of kinyan, that would apply all of what is written in the shtar, and that would work. Let's see Mishnah sign. Hakosim nechasav lebanov, one who wants to write his property over to his sons. Darash yichtov, he must write. From today, this day that he is writing it, and after his death. Rabbi Yehuda says you need that clause. We'll see why in the Rav. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Yossi says, he doesn't need such a clause. One if one is writing property to his son specifically after death. Once he has written a shtar like that, the father can no longer sell the property because they have been written over, destined for his child. The son also cannot, at this current stage, sell the items, the property, because they are currently still in the domain of the father, who is still alive. If the father sold it and violated this fact, they are sold to whoever the buyer was only until the father died, and at that point they will go to the son. If the son sold it, which again he can't, but he did, he's not supposed to, buyer has nothing in them. Ad sheyomos ha'av, until the father dies. At that point, when the father dies, we'll have gone to the son and then immediately gone to this buyer. Ha'av tole shemach l'chol mishiyirta. The father, during this quasi-time where he gave the stuff over after death, but he is still alive, so the father can detach fruits or whatever it would be and feed them to whoever he wants to. Ma'sheniach talush harihu shel yorshim. And then whatever he leaves detached from the ground, that will belong to the inheritors. Niach banim gedolim k'tanim. If he left over both adult and minor sons, ein hagadolim misparnsim al katanim. The adult sons do not get their livelihood over the minor sons. We'll see what that means. They have no advantage in this fact over the minor sons. Lo katanim mizonim al gadolim, and neither do the minor sons get fed over the adult sons. Elachokim shavah, they divide everything equally. Nasu hagadolim, if the older ones. The older ones, I imagine Nasu usually means that they got married. So they got married, the adult sons. Yisu akatanim. Then the other ones should also get married. I mean, to say that they both take their expenses of the wedding, etc., from the inheritance. Im amra akatanim, if the minor son said, Hari anu nosim kiderashe nisasem atem, we are going to get married the same way you people got married. Ein sham lehem, you don't listen to them. Elama shenosam lehem avihem nosam. Whatever the father gave, he gave. They say they we'll see what this means. Essentially, they can't upgrade their wedding ceremonies based on this. So let's see the Rav over here. Rav says, Sarech sheyichtov mehayom la'achamis. This is the first case. The person is writing his property over to his son. He has to write from today and after death. The mashma, that implies, gufa karka yekone lucha, the actual land will be bequeathed to you, will be owned by you, mehayom velo, from today. However, you cannot eat any fruits of the land until after the father dies. If you didn't write from today, then nothing is given. Because there's no way to have the giving of a gift happen after Misa. There must be some giving that happens right now. And that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. To write that first clause from today. Being that he wrote a certain date, right, and and these witnesses will be witnesses to me. Zman shtar mechiach alav. That date of the shtar proves that the giving of the gift started on that day. So Rabbi Yossi agrees in the principle that the giving of the gift must happen while the father is still alive, but he says that's already called the beginning. If you don't say that, why you need a date on the shtar? But anyway, it's not going to kick in until after death. The halachic Rabbi Yossi. Halach is like Rabbi Yossi, then you don't need to write this phrase, mehayom. Now we add the next case, is that one who wants to write his property over to his son after death specifically wants to write it over now. So neither property can sell it. The Rav says, La'achar Moshe mehayom la'achar misa. He wants to write this phrase, mehayom la'achar misa. So ha'avinu yachalim kor. The father can't sell it below Aben without the son's involvement. Shaguf kani l'ben. The body of the land is going to be acquired by the son. Aben inu yachalim kor. The son cannot below Aben without the father. Shaperis kani la'as. And again, the fruits are acquired by the father. I mean, this is exactly the case we said before. The land is being given now. The fruits only later. So they both would have to be involved in the sale that would happen. If he did sell it, the fruits are indeed sold to the buyer until the father dies, and in that time, everything will go back to the son. If the son sold it, in the lifetime of the father, the current produce that is there, the buyer has no access to them until the father dies, because again, the son only had the right to access the field itself without what it's producing. A father that wrote again this phrase, that he's writing to his property to his son from today and after death, he can detach produce or fruits or whatever it be and give it over as food. Those fruits to whoever he wants to while he's alive. Whatever is left attached at the time of death, even though it will be detached certainly by the son, the Kabbalah Tana, they belong still to the son who can accept the whole field as a gift. Aval kotzim mechasav la'acher, one who writes his properties to someone else and is not a son, afilu ma she'niach m'mechubah l'karka b'shas misaso, even what he left still attached to the land at the time of his death, harihu shel yorshim, it's going to go to the real inheritors, yeah, the family, she'daito shel adam krovo etzel b'no yoser me'acher. Person's das is closer to his son than someone else. So that's why when he wrote it over to his son, There is going to be upon the death of the father, that which is attached when he dies will belong to the son, and if it's not to a son, it won't go to a different buyer. Inheritor. It's going to go to a different recipient of gift. That's what I should say. To a different recipient, it's going to go back to the inheritors. Okay. Then we had the related topic, but seemingly a little bit different. That if the father left over both minor and adult sons, so the major ones, the adults, are not misparnes, don't get the livelihood on the smaller ones, literally. Misparnesim is lavush ksus. This refers to clothing. Clothing and perhaps that means also bedding. Obviously, the adult ones are going to have more expenses than the younger ones. So it doesn't make sense that they would get more. And the smaller ones, the minor children, not nizonim, are not provided for achilu ishtia, that means fed and drink. The fish and mazonos like a talim ruvim mishal gedolim, they need more food. She'ochlim pa'amim rabos u'mispazim. They eat many times and they spread the food around and get rid of it, throw it on the ground. The figach ha'gatanim ha'akvim al gedolim milisparneis mitzfus ha'sabayis. Therefore, the young children prevent the adult children from getting their livelihood from that which is being held by the house, meaning the group inheritance. And the adult children will prevent the young children from getting fed. Everybody just gets the exact same chalik from whatever their chalik is, they take out from that. The same equal division. If the adult children got married, and they made the whole wedding from that jointly owned property, jointly owned inheritance after their father died. And the Ketanim also can get married from the group money. But if the Ketanim said, after their father died, so interesting, the older sons already got married while the father was still around. Now the younger sons are saying, we're going to get married just like you did when our father was alive. Our father is dead now. You don't listen to them. Whatever was given to those those adult sons during their lifetime is given, and has no impact on the rights of the younger sons to be given after the father's died.